Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Gentlemen, the Orioles, they have a lot of problems going on, but right now we're focusing on the leadoff spot. Where do the Orioles lead off batters? And remember, this isn't all Gunnar Henderson because he started the year on the IL. Colton Cowser has led off 4 times. Jordan Westberg has led off 3 times. Cedric Mullins once, Gunnar Henderson the other 8. Yeah, mush it all together. The numbers that they spit out. 27th in average, 26th in on-base percentage, 26th in OPS, and this is arguably the worst part. They're 27th in strikeouts, so not even putting the ball in play out of the leadoff position. And someone that I'm really concerned with is Jordan Westberg, who led off last night, where he has just not looked right. And we know that he's had some off days. He's off today with the Razor in the lineup. He's had this upper body injury, and there hasn't been a lot said. And one of the best qualities of Jordan Westberg last year was his ability to come through in the clutch. You can't say that at all this year, where runners in scoring position, 539 OPS, but the numbers get even worse. Late in close situations, he's 0 for 5. Tie game situations, he's 1 for 11. He's come up small a lot, and he got squeezed on Sunday a couple times, and that's why Brandon Hyde ended up getting tossed. But bringing up a name that we've brought
up.
Maybe
he was just sick of watching this product like everybody else.
Bringing up a name that we've brought up several times now as a leadoff possibility. Who has the best OPS against left-handed pitching for the Orioles in this young season, Jason?
I guess it's the guy who has the only home run for the Baltimore Orioles this season against left-handed pitching. That would be Cedric Mullins.
Cedric Mullins.
My guy. Left side set.
Cedric Mullins.
A lot of people were trying to run him off this roster about a year ago.
Yeah, when he sucked,
1,300 OPS against left-handed pitching. He's batting .333. Compared to .293 against right-handed pitching, .994 OPS against right-handed pitching. Banging my head into a wall saying this. I'd like to see Cedric Mullins in the leadoff spot. He's
I was talking about it in February, but it, you know.
Assistant GM Evie Rosenbaum. She was on the On the Verge podcast going back to 2023, and this was what I was referencing prior to the break. A couple of clips on this podcast, and the first one saying that Hyde does have the final say on the lineup and who he consults with.
ultimately Hyde has the final say. I know the night before the game and then the morning of the game, he meets with our advanced scouting staff. He calls them the Wizards. You know, he says, hey, let's get the Wizards in here so we can talk about our lineup for the next day. And they go through, you know, how the various players stack up against the opposing starting pitcher, how our various players stack up against the opposing bullpen. You know, how many righties does that bullpen have? How many lefties does that bullpen have? Are their relievers rested? Who's their closer? We use that to think about pinch hit situations late in the game, which then can inform where people start. So, you know, they spend a lot of time discussing that.
Then she goes on to say the process of gathering the info to make those decisions.
If the advanced scouts are the Wizards, then Sig's team up here, the analytics team, they're like magicians. They have a ton of data and a ton of reports that they're producing, and they make it in these nice, really pretty PDFs and online apps and everything that they blast out to our coaching staff. So our coaching staff can go through and use all this, you know, literally it's like magical data information to inform their decisions. Our coaching staff, they're talking with Trey Weedman, who's our head strength and conditioning coach for our major league team, talking about these guys' endurance, how they're doing in the gym, whose workload is maybe too high and is in need of a rest day, whose workload is maybe, you know, a little bit too low, and so they should definitely keep playing, who's just right. And we're looking at that days in advance to try and figure out, hey, when's a good time to maybe rest someone.
Look at my memory. Days in advance.
You are
right,
steel
there.
Trap.
Nothing said about the eye test. Nothing said about players on hot streaks heading in. Or
a lot
of
checks and balances on those lineups. Not on free agent signings or extensions or bringing in someone who's actually been a successful major league GM to help these guys out. Maybe their process is a little flawed. Maybe the Wizards and Warlocks, what do they have, magic wands? Maybe their wands are broken. Maybe they need special new potions. Maybe they need to throw something different in their cauldron. I don't know.
But that tells you that there's so many people involved with the lineup decision. Yeah. This is not just the skipper. She's saying the magicians and the wizards and all.
Days in advance.
I see another potential flaw there. I see the strength and conditioning guy. He's just going to be mesmerized by Paul Bunyan jacking up all those 175-pound dumbbells, right? So that you're stuck with O'Neal in right field forever, because that guy's going to be like, dude, if you saw what he did, if you saw him bench press,
he's a specimen.
At 1:30 this afternoon, you'd be batting him clean up. He'd be your cleanup hitter for life. And yeah, right field, of course he can handle right field.
Yeah, that's how he's got the cannon, man.
Right? No. Is he going to hit the first baseman? I don't know. I think tonight he uncorks one in a dugout.
He did have a double play last night.
He did an outfield assist.
Rocchio.
He threw it on
Rocchio. Hey. You know why he got an outfield assist? Because Rocchio was impersonating O'Neal running the bases. That's why.
Hey, he also
Rocchio
threw it
was doing
base.
It O'Neal.
He threw it almost 90 miles per hour, Jason.
Right to the bag, Jason.
Hey. Maybe he could replace Charlie Morton in the rotation. That's how you get your money out of O'Neal. Yeah. Two-way player. If anybody other than him is throwing mop-up innings in the 9th or the 10th, we got a problem.
You mean down like 9?
Yeah.
Well, you're not in the 10th inning down 9. So,
right, in the 9th or the 8th.
I guess it's possible.
It is. Hey,
not likely.
You want it, really? You want to say it's impossible?
It's not
Let
likely.
Let him put Morton in the bullpen.
Yeah, well. Yeah. They're coming up next, we get back to the Ravens. And Eric DaCosta, interesting comments on the draft as far as tight ends and the future of the tight end room. Will it include Mark Andrews? We'll hear what EDC had to say yesterday next here on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.